The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is unhappy with the remarks made by Ambassador Jean Yves, who used the 14th July, France National Day, to voice out his concerns about the human rights situation in the country. The UN Human Rights Report released last week states that at least 232 civilians were killed, including 35 children, 120 women and girls gang-raped, and 132 women and girls abducted. The French ambassador described this as cowardly and barbaric actions, but this has not gone down well with the government, as Valentino Bach, Undersecretary Ministry of Foreign Affairs, explains.
He specifically asserted that in May and April this year, the government soldiers have attacked in Lair and Mayandit, and they have killed civilians, over 200 of them, including children, and that government soldiers have raped women. He even went as far as talking about our culture and our heritage, that women's rights in South Sudan are abused, not just in relation to rape, but that they are deprived from inheritance when their husband passed, and that domestic violence in South Sudan is normal, and he should not even talk about it because it has become so normal. He even talked about the South Sudan customary laws as backward, and he even appealed to the activists that people should work to change our laws.
The Undersecretary pointed out that statements made by the French ambassador undermine the sovereignty of South Sudan. He outlines the remarks that have now put relations between France and South Sudan on the collision course.
In our opinion, in the government, this was really uncalled for. It was undiplomatic, and it was using a forum of celebration for other purposes. And this is not acceptable. So this is what we have communicated this morning to the ambassador of France. We have told him in the strongest term possible that what he did was wrong. We have given to him a protest note, not a protest note addressed to him, but a protest note addressed to the Minister of Foreign Affairs of France and the government of France, and we are advising his government to advise him to desist from such undiplomatic practices.
Mr. Valentino Bach said government considers the French ambassador's actions as undiplomatic. In the protest note, the government of South Sudan is asking the French government to ask its ambassador to refrain from such and similar statements in the future, which, according to the government, could damage bilateral relations and mutual trust between the two countries. In a related development, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs also took a swipe at the Troika for its recent statements on the extension of the president's tenure. Here is Valentino Bach again.
Our parliament is sovereign. Our parliament has the right to amend the constitution. Our parliament have the right to debate whatever they want to debate as representative of the people of South Sudan. And foreign governments or representative of foreign governments have no right to criticize the parliament and even to advise our president to reject the decision of our parliament. The decision that was taken by the parliament was for the benefit of the people of this country. We cannot remain without a government, a legitimate government that can be known as a government based on our constitution. The parliament was justified to sit and to enact laws and to change our constitution to ensure that the government is legitimate.
France regularly provides bilateral contributions to the UN emergency humanitarian plans for South Sudan and South Sudanese refugees. France is investing €280,000 to support the development of French teaching in South Sudan, and also has the French Institute located within the University of Juba. Locally Henry reporting.